This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping to keep us free and safe in the coronavirus effort. Now, to everybody that's working right now, regardless of what it is you're doing, however you're doing it, thanks very much for keeping America moving along. And you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. When Parler comes back, we're over there as the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. We're on MeWe, the Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. So, starting off this segment of the program, we've got the man, the myth, the legend, the guy from the underground. Aha. Frank Salvato. Good morning, Frank. That's my union laborers outside the window working on the big six-story hotel over there. They're getting ready to open it. We got a Hyatt house over here. They're getting ready to open it. I mean, they're getting right down to the nitty-gritty right now. They were hoping to have it open to about 80,000 people in the Super Bowl, but that's not going to happen. But, oh, well, it's what it is. Are you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
To
the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, first of all, I'm going to start out with something I teased the audience before you came on. CNN right now and the one and only Brian Stetler on his program, Reliable Sources, has had a couple of guests in the last couple of weeks. And they are talking about closing down Newsmax and One America News Now because they dare to do such things as report the news. They are suffering from election denialism, and they're going to have it deplatformed from the cable and satellite systems across the nation because they're just not telling the people the way things really are.
Talk about delusional. I suppose back in the day, NBC would have loved to have said we have to close down CBS, too. You know, CNN doesn't have the power to do jack.
Nope.
And with the seven people that still watch CNN, I'm sure that the influence of Brian Stetler is just enormous. You know, we want to shut down opposing viewpoints in the media world. You know what? Sit down. Shut up. You know, your ratings right there, your mandate that you shouldn't be listened to when it comes to eliminating competition. But when a news outlet starts talking about blatant and overt censorship, you know, it's down is up, right is left, black is white. Mm-hmm. I mean, we talk about living in an alternative dimension.
Yep.
You know, Seinfeld couldn't make that stuff up.
Well, Newsmax is number four, directly behind number three, CNN, and they are about to go buy them. They really are. And not very far behind them, also in the top ten, I believe they're at number eight or nine, is One America News Now, and they're coming up like a house of fire. So CNN is losing advertisers. By the way, they're losing huge amounts of money. Huge amounts of money. They actually are on this on the auction block, if you will, the chopping block for $150 billion. He who comes up with it can buy them.
Yeah, and that's another thing. They're for sale. They're doing so bad. They're in the red, and they're for sale. But they're advocating for silencing their opponents. It'd be like a football team in fourth place, saying that the football team's in fifth and sixth. They shouldn't be in the NFL anymore.
Now, I want to mention something which will take us probably into the next segment. We were talking about this off the air. Richard Grenell yesterday came out and talked about, well, actually not yesterday, it was a letter part of last week, talked about the shadow president and the shadow government that would be in the Biden administration. Now, his words were, not mine, his words, I think you need to watch Susan Rice very closely. Why is that?
Because she is the mouthpiece for the apparatus that has never left Washington. She is the outside, she is the figurehead of the apparatus that has never left Washington since the beginning of the Obama administration. There's two names you haven't been hearing a lot of unless you listen to this show for the last 4 years. That's Valerie Jarrett and Eric Holder. So you've got somebody who was an operative in the Obama administration who routinely fell on the sword when things didn't go well. If we go back and look at very recent history, who has been installed in the Biden administration, along with a multitude of other Obama administration retreads.
Yeah.
You know, and anybody who thinks that Valerie Jarrett isn't pulling the strings on this doesn't understand recent history, and B, doesn't understand what the Obama administration was all about. The Biden administration is just going to be an extension of what they did for 8 years. Trump was a bump in the road. This is the fundamental transformation of the United States of America. It is a continuation of what Obama started. They just have to catch up on some ground they lost because Hillary didn't win.
All right, hold that thought because it's perfect timing with the music coming in. Frank and I are going to continue this because there's another couple of names in the mix here that haven't been mentioned in this go-around, and we'll get into that. And a lot of people have been asking me about this, about, you know, how can this happen? How can this happen? Well, you've got Barack Obama's third term coming in.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Since there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, buddy, and I'll tell you what, the new 2021 Rogues are in right now at Moss Nissan, and they've made some incredible updates to this fantastic SUV. Now, the Rogue is really gone rogue. It starts with quilted leather seats, new cutting-edge digital display, cordless phone charging, and a full suite of safety and driver assist technologies that come standard, including the intelligent all-wheel drive. Now, the new Rogue nearly drives itself. I know this because I've driven many miles on a Rogue from Moss Nissan, and I know that you'll enjoy the great pricing and fantastic service you get from Moss Nissan. Now remember, Moss Care is included with each vehicle purchased. That's a tremendous added value package that makes servicing your Moss vehicle a breeze. They've got over 800 vehicles now in stock at Moss Nissan, so they'll probably have the vehicle you're looking for at the other dealerships don't. The choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Moss Nissan and Acura, the home of the You Serve, You Save program, putting pastors, veterans, active military, and first responders on a pedestal. Remember, the Nissan stores are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, and Nissan and Acura side by side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Visit them online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That's going to save you even more money. All right, Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website, the podcast and the articles that he writes. And what's that magazine or whatever that you write for?
Hi, I'm writing political news for NationalFile.com.
Okay. Now, over the weekend, I've had a lot of people that have come up to me and said, hey, Captain, what do we do now? Well, the answer is pretty simple. We need to gather in groups. We need to get ourselves formed and organized right now. If you're not already in a group, go find it and start learning how to play politics like some of us have been doing for a number of years, yourself included. Because together in large groups, we, the people, have immense power. And that power is magnified when you use it at the local and state level. And when you really know how to do it and you call up somebody to schedule an appointment, they go, what group are you with? Say, oh, I'm with the American Legion. I'm a retired firefighter. I'm with Tea Party Manatee. And right away they go, uh-oh. And they start thinking about the numbers of those people. Suddenly, you've got a voice at the table.
Well, for 2 years, sadly, we're going to have to eat it and smile. We can thank the election in Georgia for that. And you know, we have a corrupt apparatus at a local level in several battleground states.
Yep.
And the only way to fix that is to apply pressure at the county level, to ensure that what happened during the 2020 general election with the ballot tampering and election fraud,
yep,
never happens again.
Yeah,
you know, you just can't. And people in Pennsylvania and Michigan and Wisconsin, you have to make sure that your legislatures claw back the power to seat electors from the executive branch per your constitutions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that has to be rectified immediately, because obviously you can't trust your executive branches to do the will of the people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you've got legislatures screaming, we disagree with who we're seating as electors, then you've got a problem at your state level. So that has to be rectified, and only pressure from inside your state can rectify that.
Mm-hmm.
But for 2 years, because of the way the election did turn out, we have to eat it and smile.
Mm-hmm.
And if you recall, the last time there was one-party rule in Washington, D.C., we were given Obamacare. Well, what we're going to have to swallow this time around is the Great Reset, and we had better push back as hard as we can, because if they move to a digital currency, they will have the power to shut off your money if you don't do what you're told with a flip of a button.
Mm-hmm.
And you're seeing how devastating that can be with the parlor issue.
Mm-hmm.
When that digital off button gets hit, it's crippling.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's the other thing, and you just mentioned it, and you hit the nail right on the head, because this is what I've been talking about for ever since you've known me. All politics are local. They all start at the local level, and you just drove a point home that emphasizes my point. These supervisors of elections in some of these counties and some of these states, to include Michigan, to include Minnesota, to include Nevada, to include Arizona, to include Pennsylvania, to include Georgia, those are local positions. You need to get those people the hell out of office. If they screwed around with those votes in your state, vote them out the next time they come around. Run some check, vet some people, put them in there that are capable of doing the job, instead of these people that usually wind up with political paybacks, and that's why they're in there to begin with.
Yeah, this is something that the right just kind of stood there deer in the headlights with, while George Soros knew exactly what he was doing with his Secretary of State project. He understood that the Secretaries of State in most of the 50 states are the final word on elections, with all of the county election supervisors certifying their votes at a county level and then direct them onto the state so that the Secretaries of State can certify those votes, giving them now to their executive branches.
Mm-hmm.
to seat electors.
Yeah.
So in every state that George Soros gave money to elect a Secretary of State, you've got a corrupt influence in those positions. Mm-hmm. Those people have to be expunged. So do your homework in your state and find out if Soros had money involved in the elections of your Secretaries of State, and then focus on your county supervisor of elections and make sure that they are squeaky clean.
And I'm going to expand that by one more, district attorney, because all these people that are being released from our jails because, oh, they're overcrowded, oh, we got COVID, oh, don't worry about this person, they're not going to do anything, they're not a dangerous criminal, and then they go out and kill somebody. somebody or they go out and rape somebody. This is, again, part of George Soros' project. He was giving money to district attorneys around the country, including the one that was now taken out of her office over there in St. Louis County. Remember the one over there with the couple with the guns?
Yeah, she was disqualified from prosecuting that case.
Correct. But she was put in there by George Soros' money.
Yeah, and he didn't do it to flood the system with criminals. What he did was he wanted to make sure that there was no prosecution for any election fraud. You know, remember, this guy in his youth, in order to survive, sold out his neighbors to the Nazis. So he doesn't really care if you live or die.
Yeah,
he wants to see the fundamental change.
Yeah, and there's no excuse for people that work all day and they come home, they're tired. All they want to do is rest in the Senate. No, you've got to get involved. You've got to start paying attention. Because if you don't, shame on you. You're going to get what you don't want because you're not paying attention. We need to wake the hell up.
People in the former Soviet Union, in the former USSR,
yep.
If you would have asked them 4 years before that country dissolved, if that would have happened, they would have laughed in your face.
Yep.
Reagan said it. You're only one generation away from losing it all. And right now, with this moment in time where we are facing the embracing of the World Economic Forum's Great Reset, this is the transformative tool. And we're in a position where the people who understand and love the Constitution almost don't have anything to say about it for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are fortunate, you and I, in the fact that we have a couple of very popular platforms out there. You have the undergroundusa.com website where I would suggest everybody should go and take a look and get involved in what's going on. I have the Captain's America Third Watch with all the little different branches off it, including something called the Captain's Army. Now, I could probably get in trouble with that because somebody's going to go, oh, he's got an army.
An army? You got a militia, man.
Yeah. Well, no, that's not what it's all about. It's about listeners. I've got a fan page and this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. And we do meet with people. We go out into different organizations, talk to them, this, that, and the other. We're going to be doing more of that. And we're also going to be telling people how to get involved in politics because it's not that difficult.
No, it's not. But you can't just run into that arena and pretend you know what you're doing just because you believe you have a good thought.
No,
there's a way to go about things, and that's what the left understands. They organize well. The right has some catch up to do on that.
Yeah, and Eric brings up a very good point. He's communicating through the chat room. He said, "When the wall fell, we're talking about the Berlin Wall." Where did all the communists go? Well, they went to public policy and education in the West.
They continued. They flooded. You know, the Fabian socialists at the turn of the 20th century understood they needed to take the media and the education processes if they wanted to destroy the West.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been doing it very slowly with the Obama administration and especially the fall of the wall. But then getting into the Obama administration, it started to flood.
Yeah. Now, by the way, can you stick around for another segment? Because we've just begun to fight.
Yeah, you bet.
All right. Well, thanks gonna stick around for another segment because we got a lot more to talk about here with this stuff. I'm telling you, people, you got to get off your dead butts and you got to do something about this. This is America. We, the people, run the country. And if we, the people, don't do our own due diligence, you're going to get what you're going to get. Get off your butt.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Inauguration Day approaches, what do we know about the 25,000 National Guardsmen and women? That's the FBI thoughts, as the FBI is vetting every National Guard member stationed in the nation's capital. The FBI began screening the National Guard troops upon their arrival to D.C. over a week ago. In addition to the review, Guard members are also receiving training to detect potential insider threats. Two separate migrant caravans of about 5,000 people are moving from Honduras toward the U.S. border, calling on incoming Biden administration to honor their commitment and open up the border. A Biden transition official, however, warned migrants against coming to the United States, saying now is not the time to make the journey. The National Park Service is reporting a San Jose man remained missing on Monday after he was swept out to sea off the Point Bonita Lighthouse Trail near the San Francisco Bay entrance. Known as King Tides, heavy surf will continue for the next couple of days. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah. Hey, if you've been injured in an accident and need a lawyer, well, the last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Well, Farrah & Farrah doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person ready to listen and help. Now, their team of injury law experts understands the pressures that you're under, and they'll make themselves available to you 24/7 on the telephone. Also, if Farrah & Farrah doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So, if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, how about calling Farrah & Farrah and let them push back? Their number's 877-245-6707. They are there 24 hours a day at that number, 877-245-6707. And their website is farrahandfarrah.com. That's F-A-R-A-H, farrahandfarrah.com. Okay. Back to my good friend, Frank Silvato, from the undergroundusa.com website. And by the way, Frank, thank you very much for sticking around, because we got a lot of people going in the chat room over this. But here's the deal, and I want to go back to where I was. I'm not claiming to be a political guru, and neither are you. But due to the experiences that we've had in the past when we've been involved in politics, to whatever degree it's been, we learned how to play the game. And it is a game. And most of it is all about money, correct?
Yeah, money plays a very, very large part in politics. The other thing, and I don't necessarily agree with this other thing, and money I don't agree with to the extent that money makes the world go around in politics, but it's a reality you have to embrace. The other thing that makes, especially on the right side of the aisle, is the it's my turn mentality, which I disagree with. You know, merit should be what makes someone rise to the top, not someone just because somebody's been around for a while. That is a problem in the Republican Party. For too long we've been adhering to the it's my turn now, so I get to play the number one dog. That mentality delivered us to where we are today. You know, we made a lot of gains in the House, but we lost the White House and didn't know how to actually effectively fight to win what was taken. You know, we've abdicated the independent leadership of the local level just to acquiesce to the national level, and we can't do that because we have to have effective. Potent leadership with a vision for the future, not just leadership that knows how to navigate the now.
Mm-hmm. Well, what happened to me, and I can briefly talk about this, was I was at the local level. I got all my ducks together. I found out what the tax structure was all about. I thought I was getting screwed, blued, and tattooed on my property taxes where I lived because I had a home the same as everybody else. The same builder built them all. The homes were almost identical. But yet my tax bill was almost $4,000 higher than anybody else's. The excuse was, well, it's a newer home. Well, bull. Bull. And I went and got all my stuff together, and I challenged I went to what was called a tax grievance day, challenged it, put on a suit and tie and all that stuff. They went, and what individual are you representing, sir? Because I walked in with an attaché case. They thought it was a lawyer. And I says, no, I'm not a lawyer. I'm just a firefighter off duty, and I'm here to protest my taxes. So I did my little thing with them, and it took them about 10 minutes to realize that I had my ducks in a row. And they said, you're right. We're going to lower your tax level down to where these other homes are at. So I got that. And then the town supervisor walked up to me with the chairman of the tax board. And he says, they said to me, he said, you know, we'd like to have you take over our little thing here. And maybe you might want to become the chairman of the board because we have to go to full assessment here and raise our taxes because the state's going to full assessment. I said, raise your taxes? They said, yeah. I said, you ought to be doing something totally different. He said, what's that? I said, you ought to be lowering them if you want to bring more business into the town and get some people to do whatever. Right. And they kind of looked at me kind of strange, and they went, well, what do you mean? What do you mean? And I said, well, here's what I got to plan to do if you want me to do this. And by the way, this paid me a whopping $500 a year at that time. So I did
you
that.
You were getting rich on like the Pelosi's.
No, but I did that, and they said, okay, well, we have to raise the taxes. I said, good, we'll raise the taxes, and then we'll lower them all 10%. Because we were going to raise them 10, now we were going to lower them back 10% to attract new businesses and give everybody a tax break that was there. Well, needless to say, the town took off. Within 4 years, we doubled our tax base. We had all kinds of businesses. That was an end of story. They wanted me to be the town supervisor, handed me a bunch of clam bake tickets, and said, oh, by the way, the nomination is yours, or you can just give us $1,000 for the tickets. So I said, what? And that's it. I walked away. I walked away. I said, no way in hell. No way in hell. All right, but anyway,
you want to buy this $5,000 pencil, don't you?
Yeah. Now hold on a minute, because we got a caller here. Okay, is this Mary?
Good morning.
Yeah, what's up?
I've been listening to you and looking at what I've been thinking about and looking at, and in fact, I understand both sides, but I think I'm going to stick with the positive side because I know what the other side looks like anyway, which is everything you've been talking about for the past 15 minutes. So I'm going to go with the positive side. And either way, you know, it's like more fun. I said it's not more fun, but it's more dreaming-like thing.
All right.
Because the alternative is exactly what you guys just said.
Okay, got to go. Thank you. Okay, now we'll get one more caller there before we go back to what we were doing. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is a backgammon boxer, Florida.
Go for it.
Just want to know why we haven't been getting more vaccines. Seems like they're shipping awful small amounts for the amount they can theoretically make.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. Frank, let's see. What was that little problem we used to have when we were in emergency medical services on the ambulances and the fire rescue trucks? Wasn't it something called the logistical chain of command where everybody had to sign everything in quadruplicate from one position to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next, and it never went from point A to point B. It had to go through six different hands to get to you. That's what's going on here. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, this is called bureaucracy, and this bureaucracy is thick from the national to the state to the local levels. This is part of what Trump was trying to achieve. He needed at least another 4 years, and then maybe another 8 years after that in a successor,
yep,
to simplify and deregulate.
Mm-hmm.
This is what regulation looks like.
Yep. Well, our country is at a crossroads. And as we move forward, folks, we need to expect better from our elected representatives. And we need to focus on the solutions that will help our cities, our towns, our states, and the entire country for the greater good of the nation. We need to take the measures to protect our First Amendment, to ensure the integrity of our elections, and to tackle the issues that matter the most. And guess what, folks? It all starts at the local level.
And to expound on the difference in the thought patterns between the left and the right, you hear a lot, and this was the genesis of the politically correct movement, which is not legislated, but it's a shadow set of laws.
Yeah.
I feel. You hear I feel on the left.
Mm-hmm.
The right needs to oppose that by saying I know.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to be able to say that, you must do your homework and you must do your research. You were talking about doing your research before you affected the change in your taxes.
Yep.
You can't just walk up to the political apparatus and say,
no.
Well, I think this is the right thing to do, so we're going to go with it. I don't care what you think. What do you know?
Yep. And if you want change, and Dee Dee brings up a very good point. She's a former union representative. She says if you want to get change, you need to change the players. To change players, you need to change the mentality of the people. Truer words are never spoken.
Absolutely. We've talked about hearts and minds.
It's
the same at the lowest level of politics. Otherwise, you're not affecting any kind of change. And sometimes jettisoning the leadership is what you have to do if they're ineffective.
Well, I would start with Mitch McConnell in the Senate. It's time for some new blood.
It would be nice if he would take his Chinese mm-hmm. bank account and left the arena. Yeah, mm-hmm. It would be. Whenever you have a leader of a party in the Senate calling for, I don't know, maybe we should look at the impeachment. Maybe we should just move on from this election. Maybe mm-hmm. we should just give up and roll over and take it again.
And
that's not the kind of leadership we need right now.
And I think we're very lucky to have Governor Ron DeSantis down here in Florida. I'm very proud to say I supported him.
Absolutely.
He is standing up to these people and just knocking them down.
Yeah, this guy is one of the premier governors in the country. And we should be very, very thankful that he's our governor and not Gillum.
And I know a bunch of them that are in the farm system coming up. They're almost as good, if not better, than he is. So guess what? We're very blessed in this state. We're going to be in very good stock for a while. Well, Frank, I want to thank you for sticking around. We'll talk to you on Friday. Hopefully we talk some sense into the audience, and maybe they'll get off their butts.
Hey, stay low, my friend.
All right, thank you. Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com, UndergroundUSA.com. Go over there, read his articles. Find out what he writes about. He's just like you. He's just like me. I'll be back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542. 5542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Wayne Allyn Root. We're going to have him on here in the not-too-distant future once he tells me he's not so busy he can't do it. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks in the south side of Clark Road. Now, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So, stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number, 941-922-2345. Just set up an appointment for service. Or just stop on by the store. Again, their number, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You might get a trip to the back room and some of that free, free special pastry they got back there. All right.
Let's go to the sports quarterback himself from the Sports Zone, Patrick Hyland. Hello, Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Exciting football weekend, to say the least.
Well, let me ask you a question before you get started on the scores. What's the condition of Patrick Mahomes? I mean, he took a shot, my God.
Yeah, he got concussed, no question about it. You know, obviously they're going to play the Buffalo Bills next Sunday, and hopefully he'll get through the protocol and he'll be okay. Or Chad Henne will be the starting quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday. But I think they'll find a way to get him right, you know, and be able to play. So we'll see. But that was a good game. Cleveland hung in there for a while. But Kansas City's just a great team, Captain. They really are. Won the Super Bowl last year, and they have a shot to win it again this year. Mm-hmm. And they played very well. Now, what I'm really concerned about is I'm curious to see how Tampa Bay is going to fare up in good old Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Well, let me give you a weather forecast. Next Sunday, it is predicted to be about 24 degrees with snow showers.
Yeah, that's going to be tough. Brady and Gronk are used to playing in that. But
they are.
We'll see how the rest of the team fares. But Green Bay looks good, too. They went up and down the field like they had no problems. So I don't know how the Bucs are going to fare. Devin White yesterday played great.
Well, he had, two interceptions?
Yeah, the kid played well. You know, he missed a week before against Washington. But yesterday he played fantastic and did a great job. So we can see if that could carry over. We can see if the Bucs can make history. If they go up there to Lambeau and upset them, they'll be the first team in history to play in their own home field in a Super Bowl.
So, come on, come on.
And then the Buffalo Bills, if they could find a way to upset the Kansas City Chiefs, they'll come back to Tampa.
Oh, I'd love
like
that.
They did, like they did against the New York Giants, you know, and that's kind of ironic, you know, that's probably one of the best national anthems ever, with Whitney Houston here in Tampa, and the planes flying over, and it was awesome, and we were having some conflicts.
Mm-hmm.
Military were taking care of business, and that was a great Super Bowl. Unfortunately, the last play of the game, you know, one of the last plays, pretty much the last play of the game, missed field goal to cost the Bills the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. They could have finally won one. They've been to four and haven't won one, and we'll see what happens. Kansas City's been to a couple. They've won one.
Yeah.
So,
by the way, I want to acknowledge somebody right now up in Denver. It's our affiliate up in Denver telling
me. Okay.
Yeah, well, we just did a pretty heavy segment, couple of segments with Frank Silvato and myself, and he's telling me he's excited. He's jumping up and down about what we did. If you ever listen to anything that this program ever does, folks, you need to listen to our number four, segment 1, 2, and 3, and then get back to me. All right, keep going, Patrick, because the Bills, obviously, I want to see the Bills win. I mean, that's just me.
Sure. Yeah, well, you grew up in that area, so nobody can fault you.
I watched O.J. Simpson play professional football. I did, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, Joe Ferguson up there. He was the first guy to get 2,000 yards. That offensive line was fantastic.
Broadway Joe Namath would come up there, and he'd get up there.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, he'd get out of the bus, they'd come in, and he'd have that stupid big fur coat that he had. I mean, it was like, I want to say it was a mink or chinchilla or something really weird.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was. I was just Joe being Joe, trying to, you know, get attention and be a showman. But, you know what? He's what made the NFL, you know, really what it is today. He was the first pioneer to really get it on the market. So I predicted they'd beat the Colts in the Super Bowl down in Miami, Florida. So Florida's had some interesting Super Bowls, and we shall see if this one coming up on February will be just as well.
February 7th, is that the date?
That's the date, sir.
Okay, yeah. let's move along a little bit. Let's see here. How about baseball? There's some talk about some baseball trades coming up here or something.
Yeah, a lot of guys moving around, a lot of trades happening. Yeah, we'll be in spring training before we know, Captain, here in Florida and also Arizona. And I'm sure people are looking forward to that, the shortened season last year. Hockey has gotten underway, but a little bit short season there. But then this could be an interesting Valentine's Day, Captain, and you know why that is?
Why?
Because we're going to have the Daytona 500 on Sunday, February.
Oh, that's right, that's right, that's right. Yep, yep, yep. And I know somebody that'll be there with Sweetheart, my buddy Don.
There you go. Yep. Oh, yes. Don's a great guy.
Yep.
Yeah, shout out to Don. He does a lot of good things here in the state of Florida to help people out. So good people there. Well, Captain, it should be an interesting weekend coming up, an interesting week to see what happens in the good old NHL and NBA and what happens in Major League Baseball with trades and things. So I'm looking forward to it. And you be safe out there. And,
how about today? How about today?
In reference to?
Mission Barbecue.
That is correct. Thank you, Captain. That's very nice of you. Appreciate you allowing me to do that.
Jeez.
Good.
I didn't even know where you're going to go today. You're the one that asked me to come there.
Well, I know, Captain, but I didn't want to be, too braggadocious or
self-promoting. Get it out.
Come on out to Mission Barbecue today, folks. At 11:30, we're going to have a little seminar in reference to Medicare and mortgages to help out the senior citizens. And if you're not a senior citizen, but you're helping out your folks, come on out at 11:30. It'll be a good little get-together, and I believe you'll get some information that will help you out and your family.
All right, Captain.
God bless you.
Got to run. Thank you, Patrick. Okay, and he can also help veterans, too. So that's Patrick Hyland, and here is what he does right here.
Hey, everybody, it's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
All righty, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone insurance quarterback, and he does a really good job, and he's helped me out. And by the way, he can help out veterans. He's one of those people that can work with you to get you to help fill the donut hole there with the TRICARE and other insurances that you have. Even Medicare, there's some money that you might have to pay. He's got a policy that will help take care of that. Well, folks, moving along here, the violence and the lawlessness that we saw on January the 6th was absolutely unacceptable. And I condemn rioting of any kind by any group or organization, regardless of what they call themselves. However, President Trump's calls for Americans to be peacefully and patriotically express their opinions and do everything in a peaceful manner cannot be viewed by anybody as inciting the violence that occurred. Impeaching a president for exercising his First Amendment rights, are you kidding me? And encouraging others to do the same sets a dangerous precedent for our future. Impeaching a president and calling for the removal of Republican officials while calling for peace and unity takes the hypocrisy to an even further level. Joe Biden, you need to wake up. Not that you will, but you need to wake up, smell the roses, and stop the nonsense. You're going to divide the country even further, and you can't afford to do that. America can't afford to have that. But I'll tell you what, we can sure as hell pick ourselves up by the bootstraps and get moving. Because as we move forward, we need to expect better from our elected representatives and focus on the solutions that will help our cities, towns, states, and the entire country for the greater good of the nation. I'm in it to win it. Hopefully you are too. That's why we have this show, the Captain's America Third Watch. That's why we have the Captain's America's Third Watch chat room and the Facebook page. And we're on MeWe, and we're in Parler. When Parler gets fired up again, you'll find us over there. That's why we're doing all of that. And let me tell you something. It's all about America here on this program. I'll guarantee that one. All about America. So take that to the bank as we get ready to run on out of here for the day. I'll be back tonight, 2 a.m. Eastern Time, all across the country. Getting closer to Wednesday. Oh, boy. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I hope your team wins somewhere. I'll be back, and Ken is having a good time. I'll see.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle.
The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.